For more than 10 days, Iran has unleashed one weapon in particular at countries that host U.S. troops. Shahed drones have targeted American bases, killing U.S. troops and hitting civilian infrastructure and energy facilities. But long before they flew across the Middle East, Shaheds fired by Russia targeted Ukrainian troops and infrastructure. We have two looks at the drone threat, starting with special correspondent Jack Hewson, one of the few foreign correspondents who reported from Kharkiv at the beginning of the full-scale invasion. Jack returns to that eastern Ukrainian city to meet frontline troops who have more experience facing Shahed drones than anyone else.
Kharkiv's air war doesn't begin in the city. It starts out here, in the fields and villages that lie between the front line and the regional capital.
We're on our way to a position about 20 kilometers from the Russian line in Izyum in Kharkiv province. And strangely, even though we're a long way from Kharkiv, the city itself, this is where air defense actually begins. Shaheds fly over this area in the direction of the city, and it's here that they're intercepted. And it's also where they intercept Russian observation drones as well.
Notice the nets. That's to protect cars like ours. Making this journey more harrowing is the fact that short-range first-person view, or FPV, drones have hit vehicles here. They have an expanded range and are now guided by fiber-optic cable to evade electronic jamming.
Everything which is closer than 40 kilometers could be destroyed by Russian drones, by different types of drones. Not only FPV drones, but Lancet and a lot of other types of Russian drones.
Drone and missile strikes, many launched from deep inside Russia, have hit Kharkiv, Ukraine's most bombarded city, for years. And it's only getting worse. In addition to attack drones, Russian forces fly reconnaissance drones and longer-range Iranian-made Shaheds across this area and into Kharkiv city itself. To counter, Ukraine has developed reconnaissance and interceptor drones of its own and pushed its air defense network out toward the front line, trying to intercept before they reach the city. They operate from below ground, hiding from Russian recon drones like the Zala and Orlan. The latter is a direct threat to Kharkiv city, helping to guide missiles and Shahed drones onto their targets. They also threaten frontline troops. We blurred some images at the unit's request to protect the unit's operational security.
The Orlan knocks out our units, they knock out our people, our equipment, they also actively knock out our artillery. Due to its relatively powerful zoom, it has both optical and digital zoom. It sees very far, and it has the ability to help target both guided munitions and artillery. It can target adjust everything.
But one of the most difficult targets for these pilots is the Shahed.
Because it flies low and is very difficult to detect, plus the foggy weather conditions, and it simply flies fast.
Despite the challenges, Ukrainian crews are scoring hits like this one. But for every hit, many more slip through. There is a constant race to keep up with each innovation and counter-innovation in tactics and technology between the hunter and the hunted. According to Commander Murr, the evolution continues, and as their crews adapt, so do the Russians.
Now, the Shaheds are even being equipped with radio-electronic interference systems to interfere with our interceptor. The enemy also plays with the altitudes, and at the same time, he began to launch a much larger number of Shaheds in one group. That is, before the group consisted of three or four enemy Shaheds. Now, this group, their number has increased to eight or nine.
According to the commander, innovation happens primarily on the battlefield, supported by startups and NGOs.
The state can only provide what has already proven itself and has results. What has proven itself and has results is no longer effective on the battlefield. Such dynamics mean that we have to try. We have to constantly put the latest technologies in place and gamble with what works.
To understand what they're up against, the unit takes us to examine one of the drones they've recently brought down. This one had a gasoline-powered propeller motor, allowing it to travel at up to 115 miles an hour. But newer models are presenting bigger challenges.
Their warhead has from 40 to 50 kilograms of explosives, and they have already modified the design of the Shahed itself in the structure, and are doubling the warhead. I would also like to add that they are pioneering using jet engines. True, they haven't been detected in our zone yet, but these are also their changes, their tactics.
And with jet-powered Shaheds coming to this war, with top speeds of more than 310 miles per hour, Ukraine's air defense teams will continue to have their work cut out. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Jack Hewson in Kharkiv, Ukraine.